the Shriners' use of this Moorish architecture is part of a much broader cultural fascination for period revival design. You know, people were looking for architectural inspiration in the early 20th century that was coming out of the world being more open as a result of increased travel. So people were building structures that were drawing their inspiration from other places and other cultures. The popularity of English styles or French styles or even colonial revival styles was part of the culture that created the temple. And the thing about period revival architecture is it wasn't trying to recreate the styles of the past. So they're not, if someone's building a colonial revival house, they're not building a replica of a colonial house. They're building a house that is a modern house inspired by it. And that's what you're seeing in the Tripoli Temple, where they're drawing their inspiration from Moorish architectural traditions and inspired somewhat by the Taj Mahal, but not really trying to make a replica of the Taj Mahal. And it's also picking up other influences as well. The polychromy of the exterior and interior, all that mixing of color, vibrant color, from a subtype of Moorish architecture that was very popular in Spain and Portugal. So they're mixed Indian architecture and Spain and Portugal architecture together. And then they're actually adding in some elements of neoclassicism into it as well. The way the camels sit on the balustrade on either side of the steps, that's borrowing from that tradition in neoclassical design of having the lion, the stone, carved stone lions on either side of the entrance in kind of a real whimsical fashion.
Are there any other buildings remotely like the Tripoli Shrine on Wisconsin Avenue in the United States?
Yes. Moorish Revival was a somewhat uncommon but used architectural style for other Shriner temples. There are at least about a dozen of them in the United States, and they date from anywhere in the 1890s up to the late 1920s. The Moorish Revival style was also used in connection with motion picture palaces fairly commonly. So there are maybe another dozen motion picture palaces. And, you know, the inspiration in that sense,
like the Oriental Theater.
Exactly, like the Oriental in Milwaukee. Yeah. It's an attempt to try to play on the exotic escapism of movie theaters. You know, movie theaters in the 1920s are a place where you go to see foreign lands and experience things that you can never experience in your real life. And using that Moorish Revival design was a way to try to transport you to somewhere else, you know, as you walk in the door. The show starts at the sidewalk.